Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today. We're reporting from Indianapolis, Indiana, where the John Deere folks are rolling out a lot of brand new technology and a new series of combines to their dealers as well as to the trade media over the last couple of weeks here in Indianapolis. The theme of their conference this month has been accelerating growth for 2011 and beyond. As we mentioned, a new series of combines. They've got several new tractors that they're rolling out and some new technology on those tractors. And for combine and for harvesting activities, they've got something called Machinery Link. We witnessed it. Basically, it allows a whole coordinated effort of keeping grain carts, the tractors with grain carts and combines in contact with one another electronically and wirelessly, and allows actually the tractor and the grain cart to sync up and allow basically the combine operator to control that tractor and grain cart so he can unload on the fly as they continue to harvest the grain across the field. We talk with Bob Dyer, product manager for John Deere in this area, fellow farm broadcaster Randy Conan from the Red River Radio Network, and yours truly, talk with Bob here in Indianapolis.
All right, Bob, let's talk about machine sync, I guess, and you talked about it. It's the cool factor.
It is cool. It's cool, but it's more than just cool. It's something that'll help our large and extra large ag producers make their combines more productive.
Tell us a little how it works.
We're using GPS, obviously, and our AutoTrac product that has been so widely accepted over the last 7 or 8 years to actually link up, mate the combine with the grain cart tractor. Once these two are paired and synchronizing their actions, the tractor grain cart will actually mimic all the actions of the combine.
Who's controlling that then?
The combine driver is actually controlling it. There is, however, an operator in the tractor as well. So should anything happen, you know, an animal run across in front of the tractor or anything, that operator of the tractor can easily take control and steer the tractor away.
Now, is this something that's available soon?
It's going to be available to the open market early spring of 2012. We're coordinating that with the arrival of our new S-Series combines.
So, you know, why really would a guy want to invest the extra dollars to do this?
It's all about efficiency. And if we can eliminate even just a few minutes a day of downtime of that combine, sitting waiting for a grain cart with a full grain tank, we've saved the customer many hundreds of dollars. So efficiency and being able to provide logistics so the grain cart driver knows exactly which combine needs to be unloaded first, that's a huge advantage.
Now, that's done on the screen, on the Green Star screen.
It is. It's done right on the Green Star screen. We're able to show up to 10 vehicles, any mix of combines and grain carts, in the field at one time.
All right. And actually, the grain cart driver can see basically how full each grain tank is in the combines?
He can not only see how full each grain tank is, but if a combine operator, for any reason, wants to unload early, he can push a request unload button on the Green Star display and call out a grain cart to come and unload him.
So would this be available really for, I guess, all the various crops that you would be normally using these combines for then?
Yes, all the crops that a combine is used for.
Machine sync. Fascinating technology, and it's not just the cool factor, but there's a lot of practical applications for this as well. Bob Dyer, product manager in this area for John Deere, visiting with us out in the field here in Indianapolis. It will be available springtime of 2012, probably not for wheat harvest, maybe in some cases, but most certainly they're hoping to have it in place for the spring planted crops next fall across the corn and soybean belt of this country. In Indianapolis at the John Deere product rollout for 2011, I'm Ron Hayes.